Hi, and welcome to Relatable, a podcast dedicated to simplifying the complexities of modern everyday relationships. What if being great at relationships was easy for you? How would that change your life? How would that impact the people you love? I'm Fiona Lukies. Join me as I pull back the curtain on how easy it is for you to up your relationship game so you can enjoy effortless relationships with anyone in your life and become more relatable. Hello, everybody. It's Fiona Lukies here, and welcome to the very first episode of Relatable for 2022. You know, we are at that time of year where I know so many of you are reassessing things. You are contemplating, reflecting. You know, we've come out of two very intense years, 2 years that many people, unless you've lived through the Depression and World War I or II, have never kind of had any reference point around at all. And I'm not trying to compare the global pandemic to those things. It's interesting. There was so much change, so much that was out of our control. And for so many people, our relationships took an enormous hit, because people were spending time together that they're not used to. I've had so many clients coming to me whose marriages have been in trouble because, you know, they've been in marriages where maybe their husband or their wife has been traveling most of the time. That's worked for them in their marriage. Maybe they've only seen each other once, 1 week every month, or it's been very spasmodic. And so they haven't spent that much time with each other for many, many, many years. There's been a lot of fear for so many people around the world. And when we come from fear, we tend to have a very low tolerance for one another. We tend to have a low tolerance for our frailties. We tend to have a low tolerance for things that normally wouldn't bother us. And so for many, many people, I know that as we move into the beginning of a brand new year, this is a time when people are reflecting, contemplating, assessing, wondering, dreaming, all of those kinds of things. I really wanted to address that because at this time of year, you tend to hear a lot of, especially in the personal development space, where we are looking at improving or making things better or change or any of those sorts of things. We tend to hear the term the something year yet. This is what you're going to hear from a lot of people, the something year yet. So how to make 2022 your best year yet, or how to make 2022 the most profitable year yet, or your most successful year yet, or some other word that is kind of implying that we're going to make this one better than it was before. And I tend to find that when we look at things like that, a bit of a false economy, because when we do that, when we're looking at best year yet, we tend to put pressure on ourselves. We tend to place a lot of high expectations on life and others. We tend to analyze things a lot more. We've got a lot more on our mind. We tend to be more critical, more self-analytical. We tend to ruminate more. In other words, we tend to be in our intellectual mind far more than we are in our wisdom-based mind. Our mind, that is the one where we are doing more creating, more dreaming, more allowing. And I really wanted to talk about that today because I don't want to do a podcast on whatever it is that we can make this the best year yet. Life isn't about making 1 year better than another, because when we do that, we live in a space of lack, that somehow that previous year was missing something. It wasn't enough. And for so many people, and you may very well be aware of this, not being enough is a universal fear that many people have. And so that just kind of reignites that. And none of these things are great for our relationships, can I say? They're not great for the health of our relationships. They're not great when we're constantly looking at how we can constantly improve, because what it implies is that there is something missing in the first place. That underlying belief or that underlying assumption is really problematic for our relationships. It's problematic for our levels of confidence. It's problematic for how busy-minded we are. It's problematic when it comes to the decisions that we make, because we tend to be operating from a place of fear, because we're moving away from what we think wasn't enough and trying to build on top of that, as opposed to building from a place of love. And that's really what I wanted to talk about today. I've set an intention, and I often do with my years, not that they become the be-all and end-all of anything. They give me something as a reference point to float in and out from. And, you know, I was sitting here thinking, what is an intention I'd like to set? Not so that I can improve on the years that we've just had, or how I can start comparing, or how I can set really toxic goals that just have me feel inadequate if I don't meet them, and have me feel insecure and judgmental of myself or somebody else. I'm just not interested in living in that feeling. And I sat there and thought, what would be an intention that doesn't have me in a space of comparison, but has me in a space where I'm leaning more into my natural flow, I'm tuned into wisdom, I have less on my mind, I'm able to be more present, because that is really important to me, the art of being present. We tend to operate at our best when we are present. But I sat there and I was really thinking about this. What came to mind as I sat and reflected, and I allowed my ego mind, which wanted me to come up with more comparison type stuff with how I can make something better than what it was, all of that kind of jazz. And I let that thinking just pass. What I came up with was, I really want to make this year the year of letting love in. And it's funny, us humans, we have a very limited viewpoint of what love is. We tend to see it more from a romantic or attachment point of view. There's so much more to that term and that word than the limitations that we place around it. So I sat there and I thought, this is the crux of everything. In fact, it's so important. It's actually a module right at the end of my relatable program. When I've taught how we work as human beings, and I've taught them a completely different understanding of many, many, many things, that's when I know people are ready to hear what it means to let love in, what that potentially looks like for them, and where they may be shutting it out in their lives. I think it's one of those things that when we have a deeper understanding of, we calm down, we're not so busy-minded, we are a lot more present, which has our levels of tolerance, our ability to discern what is right for us, our ability to honor ourselves and speak from our truth, because this is all a very, very important part of letting love in. It kind of changes the way we look at those things, and it changes the way we show up to life. And I'm all about helping people show up to life differently, because when we choose fear over love, and we do way more than we realize, we create toxic patterns in our lives, we create a lot of dysfunction, there's a lot more pain and suffering, and there is a far, far greater level of disconnect with ourselves and the people around us. So I'm going to issue you an invitation for this year. Like I said, it's an invitation, and it's not going to appeal to everybody, and that's okay. That this be your year of letting love in. That this be your year where you expand, because that's a part of letting love in. That this be your year where you bring more understanding in your life, where you tune into your own wisdom, where you are more present, where you are tuned into the now, where there is a space for compassion, understanding, forgiveness of yourself or someone else or of life. All of these things are a really, really important part of letting love in. And so I want to issue you that invitation that this be your year of letting love in. And I'm going to ensure that the content that I produce, whether it be podcast episodes, my Facebook lives, got a couple of things that I'm going to add to my relatable curriculum that occurred to me as I took time off over the Christmas and New Year period, that we look at that in a completely different way. We look at what love means. We look at the areas in which that creates ripple effects in our lives. We look at what it means to honor ourselves, stand in our truth, be sovereign, where you know when you are coming from wisdom or your ego, where you have a greater sense of who you are and a greater groundedness in self. All of these things are an incredible part of letting love in, because there are so many ways in which we innocently block love. And most of them we are blind to. Because the thing is, when you are letting love in and you're sitting in that space of expansion, because that's what life's all about, guys. This is why we are here. We are here to expand, right? We're not here for things to stay the same. We're not here for everything to go our way. We're not here for everything to be perfect and easy. Expansion doesn't come from those things. It just doesn't. Now, we expand when we look in a different direction for the answer. We expand when we are able to get over ourselves. We expand when we stop coming from our ego. We expand when we can see beyond the words that someone is saying and we can hear the spirit behind them instead. We expand when we have a completely different understanding of how things work. We expand when we connect to our spiritual nature. We expand when we tune into wisdom. There are so many ways in which we expand. And all of those are all in alignment with letting love in. Now, this is probably going to sound strange to some of you. Ever since I was a little girl, I've had this feeling. I can't say that I had the feeling to be as crystal clear as it is for me now. I didn't quite understand what it was, but I had this feeling, this growing feeling inside me as I became fascinated with people. And I've been fascinated with human behavior. I've been fascinated with emotions. I've been fascinated with the way people engage with each other. Since I was very, very young, I remember watching my parents engage and the way they would react with one another and just find it endlessly fascinating. And I still do. It's a passion and a great joy, to be honest. But I've always had this very strong feeling that really only crystallized into something that I understood when I was probably in my early to mid-20s. And that is that I feel like one of the reasons I'm here is to teach people what love looks like. Now, I'm not saying I am the be-all and end-all, and I'm not saying I've got every answer under the sun, because I certainly do not, okay? I do not, and I don't mean to sound as if I'm some sort of magical guru, because I am not. That is not what I'm saying. But I just feel this year is the year to really honor that and bring that to life in a way that maybe I haven't before. And so this is why I am saying 2022, the intention I'm setting, and I am encouraging you to join me, is let's explore what letting love in looks like. Let's explore what that looks like for you. Let's explore what that potentially means. And it's going to have different meanings for everybody. And that's a beautiful and wonderful thing, because there is not one way of looking at anything. There are infinite ways of looking at things, okay? Infinite ways of looking at something. Now, when you truly understand that there are infinite ways of looking at something, you actually start to realize that there is no such thing as right or wrong or good or bad or failure or success. Because those two things are very much based on a duality viewpoint of the world. It's either this or this. Now, nothing is either this or this. Literally nothing. When you see things as this or this, I can guarantee you, you are in your ego mind. Because wisdom doesn't operate like that. Wisdom nudges and points and guides. It doesn't tell and shout. It doesn't make you wrong and it doesn't judge. Because wisdom is all about it, helping you expand. The ego is all about having you limit yourself or limit others. Now, when we limit things, guess what? We're not letting love in. I'm really excited about this. I'm not sure what it's going to look like, but I just know that this is my intention for 2022, and I invite you to join me in that. Let's see where we end up. If you feel that there is a podcast episode you would like me to record around that you feel is something that you're interested in, by all means, I'm open to suggestions. But I'm going to be doing a lot of reflecting and a lot of sitting with, what does that look like? What is that intention? Now, the one thing I want to talk about here is the difference between setting a goal and setting an intention. They're two very, very different things, okay? They really are. In my mind, when we set an intention, we are expanding. We are opening ourselves up to the possibility of something. And we are sort of saying, hey, this is my intention, so universe, bring it to me. Whatever that looks like, in whatever way that shows up or makes sense, bring that to me. This is my intention. This is what I want to explore. This is what I want to see more deeply. This is what I would like to have more insight around. This is what I want to have a stronger understanding of or connection to. See, to me, the intention is like a completely different energy to setting a goal. It's this exploration of something. And there's a humility and grace to it, because what you're saying is, hey, I've got stuff I want to learn and see. And I'm curious about that. I'm excited by that. I'm open to the possibility and the potential of it. And whatever comes my way, I'm grateful for around that. Now, a goal is very much, I need this to happen. I want this to happen. It has to be this way. A goal kind of has this more narrower endpoint, because when we get very focused on a goal, it's interesting. We can kind of lose sight of when something may or may not be working, when we need to pivot, when we need to take stock and reassess. We can get very, very focused and narrow-minded. Now, I'm not saying that that is right or wrong, but it certainly doesn't work for everybody. And it can actually have us miss things. So this isn't a goal. This is an intention. 2022, the year of letting love in. Let's explore it together and see what shows up. Now, I recorded a podcast episode, I think late November, early December, that I will release after this one. It's almost ready to go, with a beautiful man called Anthony Breslin, who is an artist and an amazing, wonderful artist, and is very much in alignment with the intention I'm setting here. Let's have 2022 be the year of letting love in. And the very next podcast episode, which I will release shortly, is very much in alignment and reflection of that. And I hope that you enjoy it. Now, if you are someone who would like to have more understanding, compassion for yourself and others, who would like to be more grounded in yourself, to have a completely different way of being in relationship with other people, yourself and life, who would like to stop the overthinking, maybe feeling anxious, the needing to pre-plan, who would like to be able to let go and allow more in, I handle all of that and so much more in my signature program, Relatable. I have students now all over the world, and people regularly tell me it's been the best program they've ever done. So if you'd like to know more about Relatable, just go to my website, fionalukis.com.au/relatable. I've got a free webinar there that you can listen to and find out more about it. So 2022, the year of letting love in. I look forward to exploring this with you and seeing what shows up. Thanks so much for listening. See you next time. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Relatable, where we are committed to taking the stress and confusion out of relationships. If you're keen to find out more, the best place to start is to head on over to my website, fionalukis.com.au, where you can download my free Relationship Masterclass video series, or join the waitlist for Relatable, my brand new online program, where I personally take you through how to have a great relationship with anyone.